This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX, John McGordy in the morning. And is this Facebook warning here?
Don't pay attention to it. Facebook, remember, Facebook doesn't like us.
I know
that. So oh. They're today they decided to not let us stream there.
Really?
Well, it happened for a while, remember? And I swear, every day on my personal Facebook, because I've got the station page attached to it, I get messages about how we're violating copyright law. Every single day I get notifications about it, so that must be why.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
Well,
I mean, it's every day?
Yeah, you know, I've run into stuff like this with YouTube when I did my blog posts.
Yeah.
I'd get warnings from YouTube about, you know, copy protection, violations. They'd even put me on the list. Hmm. And if I got two more violations, they'd take away my site. The whole thing is just insane. And I have to dispute it most of the time.
Right. I think we just need to go back to distributing our content on tape from person to person, handing off a VHS tape. Someone watches it, passes it on.
Yes, I think that's it.
Okay.
That's got to be the solution.
Go with that.
I know. I got banned once. My post got banned because Scott Walker was talking about students. Yeah. And of course I disputed that. I said, "Have you guys even listened to any of this?" And they withdrew the ban on that particular blog post that I made. But it's crazy. They got algorithms and tell them that these things are happening and there's a violation. And it's usually, just kind of a social violation. You know, it's something that they won't allow, like, you know, lies or, no, that can't be right. Yeah. So whatever it is, you know, said everything's okay because I haven't posted anything in a long time. So happy ending.
So everything's good.
Yeah.
All right. 8 minutes past the hour. Yeah. It's cool outside, but not bad. Not bad, 27 degrees, and it's going to be a nice day again, but kind of windy. Shall we check the afternoon
high?
Yes,
why don't we?
What do we have?
Why don't we check that out?
What do you want to go with? I'll leave it up to you.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the one-armed bandit myself.
Okay, let's go with that. First number, 046. Oh, I got one ahead. Okay.
We got the jackpot.
You
were right
anyway.
On. You were right on.
So 46.
46. That's really warm. Wonderful.
Yeah. And again, pretty windy with partly to mostly sunny skies.
Well,
happy
Tuesday. I've been accused of putting off the National Day calendar, and I apologize to everyone who anxiously awaits this.
Well, we'll jump right into it then. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know you were taking some flack on it.
Oh, man, you know.
I apologize.
People are not happy.
What is it today? Is it National Kazoo Day?
Uh-huh.
National Gift of the Ladybug Day? National Plan for Vacation Day? Data Privacy Day? National Blueberry Pancake Day? Or National French Toast Day?
It's not French Toast Day, is it?
No, it's not.
You know I love to make French toast. And
well, you got it right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Try to pay attention during this segment.
I'm a little slow this morning.
See, I didn't even notice because I always get the buzzer. I'm thinking something went right. Yeah, I've got a whole loaf of bread waiting on the countertop to be made into French toast.
Mm. Excellent. Well, thick, you can make it anyway.
Thick, firm.
What
Texas toast.
Texas toast?
Yeah.
That's what you got.
Yeah, you got to get the thick
plain
bread.
The plain.
Yeah.
It is National Blueberry Pancake Day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like blueberry pancakes, here you go.
All right.
National Plan for Your Vacation Day. I suppose now would be a time to start planning a vacation.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. National Privacy Day. Let's see what that's about, because privacy is on everybody's minds.
It is now because the government's got AI watching over us now.
Yeah. Reminds us each year on this date to review how your data is used. It's an excellent opportunity to take stock and evaluate your personal cybersecurity. Our personal data is collected and used through a variety of media for numerous reasons, blah, blah, blah. On any new advice, set your privacy settings immediately.
Oh, yes.
This includes new applications, social media, and programs. Never use unsecured Wi-Fi, especially for banking or shopping. And check your bank and credit card statements regularly. Hmm. There you go.
All right. Okay, well, that's nice.
Words to the wise. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I got a question. You know, it's being winter and everything, and people like to kind of huddle down, stay close to home. And Sam, you have a finger on the movies that are shown on campus. Is there any kind of festival or anything? This would be the time that people would go to these festivals, isn't it, during the winter?
Yeah, this past weekend. Well, the Wisconsin Film Festival is coming up, I think, the second week of April. But this past weekend, we just started up this semester's run of Cinematheque movies.
Oh, okay.
So working at the theater last weekend and going forward.
All right. Anything really fantastic? Anything we've recommended
you know,
see?
To be honest, I don't actually look at what's playing until like the day of. This past weekend, we played Slapshot. And I never saw Slapshot before. That was a hilarious
movie.
That's
a good movie.
Yeah.
I mentioned it's National Kazoo Day, and you asked us to bring in our kazoos.
Yeah, do you have a kazoo?
No.
I don't.
Oh,
I
man.
Don't.
Sorry.
I don't.
Well, what? Do you have a kazoo?
At one point, I did. I don't remember what happened to it.
You know, they've been around for 200 years. 200 years, wow. According to this. The day also encourages playing and learning about the kazoo. It requires little effort, it says here. No kidding.
No kidding.
However, some skills necessary to make intelligible music. The simple instrument adds comedic punctuation. We all know what kazoos are, but
we know it.
Warren H. Frost was the guy who proposed the name kazoo when he submitted his U.S. patent application for the toy.
What the hell?
It's got a patent on it. It goes back to January 9th, 1883.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you guys ever listen to the Kazoo Kid?
The Kazoo Kid.
The Kazoo Kid.
I don't know.
The Kazoo Kid was a meme, probably 10 or 15 years ago.
Okay.
I pulled up a little clip of him. Would you like to hear the kazoo kid?
Yeah, sure. Love that.
I like to sing, dance, pretend, and kazoo.
It's the kazoo kid.
That is really cool. I didn't know about the kazoo kid.
It was like this video from the 80s of a instructional video on how to play the kazoo, and there was this kid who just loved playing it.
He really sounded
into it. What he's up to now, you know, to grow up, to become a professional kazoo player.
I hope so. He was so good at it.
Mm. I'll have to do some follow-up on that, a little research.
Yeah, that's really great stuff. Okay.
Good deal. All right. That's it for the National Day calendar. How about the history for today? Have we opened up the book lately?
No, we haven't. Well, not since the weekend and Monday, because we talked to Pam Yonke yesterday. The book looks good and dusty today.
Why would it be dusty?
Oh, my God.
God! What is this?
You're going to be okay?
What is this dust that keeps appearing on here every day?
Asbestos, I think.
That's
judging by your cough.
Unfortunately.
Man.
All right. Well, what's going on? What happened on this date?
Yeah.
So, you know, leading up to World War I, the Germans kept sinking American ships, and we didn't like that, right? Before we were even in the war. Well, today in 1915, they sunk the first one, the William P. Fry. It was just a boat carrying wheat from the U.S. to England.
Hmm.
And, How do you think we would react today if some country just like decided to start sinking our cargo ships?
Don't give them any ideas. Okay?
Yeah, you're right.
That could be another ploy to get tariffs in place.
Today, in 1958, Legos were patented. I didn't realize they were as old as they were.
1958?
Yeah.
They've been around a long time. You ever go to the museum?
Like Legoland?
Legoland in Schaumburg, right?
I have not been there, no.
I've heard of it. No, yeah. I've never been there.
Been there a couple of times with the kids, yeah.
They like playing with Legos?
Bought a lot of things. They have an
They're expensive.
Well, they have a whole
Lego set.
The sets are really expensive. They have a room, though, where you can buy bits and pieces of the Lego pieces that you want most, like windows or headlights for cars and heads, faces, different faces.
How many different kinds of Lego pieces do you think there are?
I don't know, but there's a lot of a big Legoland down in Florida, too, I think.
Is there?
Yeah. Huh. In fact, there are probably quite a few of them.
Pretty much invaded this country. They've taken over all the toys.
Mm. Never was really into Legos as a kid. Were you into those?
I don't remember them as a kid.
Yeah, me either.
Because my parents steered us away from the Legos. Probably very expensive at that time, too.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be... I was really good at puzzles.
Mm.
All kinds of puzzles. I was very good at putting them together and putting them together fast. Mm. My friends would come over. My mom's friends' kids would be my age, and we'd get together, and I'd just put those puzzles together and freak them out. So so I was really good at that. I don't know if I'd ever be good at Lego.
Yeah.
It seems really hard and complicated. I made my kids buy Legos because I wanted these brilliant children. I was believing everything about Legos.
Hmm. You know, are they good with Rubik's cubes? Do they do those?
They didn't bother.
They never got into
they
those.
They never bothered. Okay. But still, isn't it fantastic? Somebody can put a Rubik's cube together properly in seconds.
Yeah, just a few seconds.
It's almost impossible.
Blows my mind.
If you just turn it once, that's how long it takes for them to get the whole Rubik's cube figured out. It's like, what?
It's crazy.
Something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else in the history book?
excuse me. We got one more thing. Today. Okay. What?
What? No, go ahead.
Today in 1985, whole bunch of musicians got together as USA for Africa, and they recorded We Are the World.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to hear some of that?
We are.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's all for a great cause.
Oh, it was.
I apologize for playing this for everybody out there.
All right, we're just getting going on a Tuesday morning back with more.
Yes, we got to take a break right away here, so. Cut that off.
Oh, no. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make
a better day. Just you and me. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com. It is 21 past the hour and 27 degrees.
That's one of those songs that I need closed captioning on.
You think so?
It's just the same thing repeated over and over
but
again.
But I can't understand a single word they're mumbling.
Yeah, I don't get it.
All right.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. That's the easy way.
You watch movies with closed captioning on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, during the music, they play a music song or something during the movie, and the lyrics are in closed captioning.
Yes.
And then it kind of collides with the dialogue. that's also in the movie.
Yeah.
You just got to, you know, stay alert.
It's kind of handy, though.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. A friend of mine records some of this stuff, these pay-per-service movies, and he posted it on another website for me.
Okay.
I don't want to give too much away. But anyway, you know, he wasn't putting closed captioning on, and he posted Wicked. And I really wanted to, I wanted to see Wicked because it looks very imaginative, very colorful.
Right.
And I couldn't understand a word. We watched like three or four minutes of this thing, the opening song, and I just completely, I thought, is there a story here? Are they telling me something? They're setting up the story. I wouldn't know what they were talking about. I couldn't understand the lyrics to the first song. I have to have closed captioning for some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not because it's, you know, a problem with hearing. It has to do with the mixing that they're doing on movies nowadays. And there's been a whole bunch of stories.
You should have bought
that.
The soundtrack on LP where it would come with all of the lyrics on the inside
sleeve.
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those situations where you're just baffled. And now they make certain kind of settings in your receivers now and in your headphones. If you have new headphones, you can set the headphones to voice. So you can understand the dialogue much easier. And it's pretty cool, actually. We have headphones like that now. Sony headphones are fantastic. But you can get a certain mix. You know, the three-dimensional. You could also get surround, all those things in just a pair of headphones. It's fantastic stuff, but at the same time, listening to the actual dialogue in a movie helps every once in a while.
You've got those headphones in your home theater?
Yeah, we do. Yep, yeah. We have two, and my wife and I used to put them on because we wanted to bother the tenant upstairs. Because, you know, I have an incredible sound system, and I like to hear it at full blast. I'm older now. I can do that.
Turn it up.
Okay? That's my rebellion against the man. So I have these great speakers, but at night we used to listen before I had this job. We used to stay up till midnight, 1 o'clock, watching these really loud movies.
Well, but the headphones help out a lot.
They really help out, yeah. So in different ways. So, yeah, check it out. It's great stuff.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the thing here, and I'll give you a tip. Okay. You don't have to buy new ones. You can go on eBay.
Okay.
And they even have new ones on eBay, which is what I bought on eBay. But I got these Sony fantastic movie headphones. And eBay has better prices for all these products.
Excellent.
Just a little buying tip.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that.
I know you're suffering through
this. You just go
on
and on about your movies, don't you?
I really love it, and that's why I love listening to Petraba. I find out even more.
He was
every
playing
night,
a clip
every
of
night,
a movie
you put him up
in.
On the big screen, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
Did you listen on the way in this morning?
I did, yes.
They played a clip of him in some movie. Petraba.
There's guy is putting a movie together every month of the year.
Okay.
Right. He's got a movie for every month of the year. I don't know how he's doing that. I don't know where he can play those every month of the year, but he's putting those together. He had a trivia contest.
It's a good deal.
It was interesting. Petraba.
We got to get Pete on the show sometime. Right.
I'd love to have him on again.
It's hard to get him up this
great.
Early in the morning.
He's
probably
great.
Doesn't wake up so early because he's up late at night.
Yeah. Well, he lives way up there in
up north.
What? Ashwaubenon or I don't know.
Yes. Yep.
Is it really? Okay.
No, it's it's not Ashwaubenon. It's
why are you both looking at me?
Because we figure you must know.
I know
he lives
things.
North of Green Bay somewhere.
Right. There's a lot of territory up there. I think he drives in like an hour a day or something.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty far north.
That'd be cool to stop into the studios in Green Bay.
Mm. Yeah, we should go up there sometime.
Yeah.
Why not?
When we're visiting Pam Yonke.
Yeah.
Take a look at her home, her Packer house.
Stop in with Mino and the mayor. That'd be good.
Yes. Love to talk to them.
With those guys.
Yeah.
You can finally pick Todd's brain about all his ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting stories. I could tell him a few, you know?
Yeah.
About my dad going to the motel where ghosts were turning on the faucets and flushing the toilet.
Again, we still think we have a ghost in the building here because the lights keep going on and off.
Yeah, what is that all about?
Weird things happening on the air.
You know, that I thought I saw that ghost. I think he looks very much like a cleaning guy.
No. That is our cleaning guy.
Oh, that's our cleaning guy. Ah.
You're hallucinating again. It's scaring us all.
He hasn't. He feels his responsibility to clean this office.
When we're
even in the afterlife.
That's his unfinished business.
That's his unfinished business.
Okay.
Okay, we break ourselves
a little bit later on. We're gonna have Jim Santel join us.
That's right.
In our 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
we've got all kinds of legal questions for Jim.
Yeah, he wants to talk about birthright citizenship, and I want to ask him about the suspended passports. How legal that can be?
Yeah, all kinds
prevent people from getting new passports.
Yes, that'll be a little bit later on. Again, phone lines are open this morning, 608-879-8255, and you can always text us on the Civic Media app. Back with more of John and Gordy right around the corner.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
You know, you really should check out Idiocracy again.
Yeah.
And there's a whole new dimension to it now that we have Trump reelected. There's some dumb stuff. And let's start off with what's happening in Ontario, all right? The premier in Ontario is threatening to ban U.S. liquor in their stores up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Canada.
If there's any kind of tariff put in place on Canada by Trump, they're going to possibly ban U.S. liquor. I'm not sure if that includes beer, but...
Would seem they probably have plenty of their own liquor up there, but... especially beer.
They
Molson's.
Do. Yeah, they have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when that actually tasted good. I thought it tasted good. That's before the big rise in microbreweries.
Mm. Yeah. It was a good beer.
Having a good beer.
Yeah, I haven't had Molson's in ages.
It took me a while. I was up there for a week staying with my sister. She was just starting to go to college in Toronto. And it took me about a week to get used to the system they have up there for returning bottles.
Is it different?
And buying beer. Yeah. You have to go in and, you know, it's like the new places where you buy marijuana in Illinois. You know, they really they make you go through all of these different iterations, you know, buying something.
Checkpoints.
Yeah, checkpoints.
Different rooms to go in and out of. Yeah.
Then they give you the right amount and all this stuff.
Mm.
It's really strange, but it does keep all that stuff out of ditches and garbage cans. I mean, you have to bring this stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great stuff. But and bars, that was the craziest part. And the hardest part, you can't walk around with a beer in your hand. You have to be seated or I guess, or at the bar, but you can't walk around with a beer.
In the bar?
Yes.
What if there's not enough sitting room? What are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
They have plenty of places to sit there. Not that many people.
It's a small town, Toronto.
So Ontario's thinking about banning U.S. liquor?
Yeah, yeah. If there are any tariffs put in place by Trump. And that's another big threat. How about this? Remember how Tucker Carlson talked about daddy coming home? And, of course, that was Trump coming home.
Yeah.
And it was so sick and so strange.
Weird. That
we thought, okay, well, that'll be the end of that one. Nope. It's brought up again in a conversation. Republican Byron Donalds talked about it, and let's listen to his little rap here on Fox News. Listen to this.
The numbers. He'll figure a way to do it.
It's not just going to be that. I mean, when Americans see deportations or repatriations happen, they're going to be like, thank you. When they see the border closed, they're going to say, this is what I voted for. When they see peace starting to like break out again around the world, they're going to be like, this is the stability that we were asking for. Right. Daddy's back. So, and that's what you're going
to
see.
So you just see the numbers. He'll figure a way to do it.
God. It's not just going to be that. I mean, when Americans
Daddy's
see deportations
All right.
or...
All right, let's just... what is
back.
Wrong with him? Yeah, we've abandoned that idea, okay? My God.
Where's Byron Donalds from?
I don't know.
Is he a congressman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody here told us that Petroaba lives in Marinette.
Oh, okay.
I remember that now. Recall. Total
recall. We can go to his
house.
We can go to his house.
Okay.
And Matt in Middleton, do you think Mega's abandonment of regulations and the move fast and break stuff attitudes are an attempt to still compete with China? I don't know.
What does the rest of that say? There you go. What?
The GDP is more than the West, and we, the U.S., are now number two in AI because of China. Yeah.
Well, there was a big drop in the tech sector yesterday in the stocks because of that new AI that China came out with.
Yep.
That's not Deep State. What's it called?
Deep Seat.
Deep Seat. Yeah.
And Deep Seat, I think. And they have managed to put together an incredibly smart AI.
For like project $6 million or something,
cheap. But the point is that they save a lot of energy because that's one of the drawbacks for AI, especially these huge data banks. They use a tremendous amount of energy. So we're trying to catch up. And you know, the idea of putting in a nuclear power plant is like, you know, it takes about 20 years, 15 years to build one of those damn things. So that isn't going to help. But, you know, taking offline all of the solar energy and all of the wind energy just because you want to increase the amount of oil and gas and whatever else you want to use for alternative energies, that's not going to do it. All right, we've got a caller.
Yes, Mark is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah, you're bringing up the whole daddy's home thing. And apparently Mel Gibson made a comment out in California. Not only is daddy home, he's taken off the belt. These guys, I don't understand the whole...
Yeah,
you know, part of the whole daddy thing is, you know, it used to be the king was called the father of the country rather than figurative. Daddy is, you know, he's apparently our little king now, and we all have to bow down to the king. And that, how long is it going to be before it's like in the old Oriental courts where I'm talking like the Near East, you know, where you see where you have to, you know, fall down on your face before the king and kind of crawl before him. And you know, then in some of those cases, you see the old movies where the king put his foot on your neck or whatever, so you just don't show your complete obedience to this guy. And also, didn't I hear yesterday I think Dom was talking about that we paid $800,000 or $8 million or $800,000 to fly those immigrants back to Colombia. Apparently, it was what $80,000 a pop. That.
That's right. Yeah,
they used a military cargo plane to do it rather than just the old commercial flights that Biden had been doing when he was when the flights were taking place during his administration. You know, at a very much lower cost. So how much is it going to cost you know, to carry out these inhumane deportations that Trump wants to do now? They're going back. They're sending them back these deportation flights in with zip ties along their ankles and their and handcuffed. Well,
they're in chains and they're not able to move around in a 14-hour flight.
Right.
And that's what Columbia was complaining about. You know, they wanted something a lot better than that. They didn't want these cargo planes, the military cargo planes, coming in and dropping off their people in an inhumane way. And that's all they asked for. And that's what prompted Trump to threaten tariffs and destroy their country with. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, something really radically wrong with that idea, right?
And if the only crime that these people are being, you know, if they're truly criminals, you know, that have committed some heinous act or some crime here, rather than just they crossed illegally, you know, yes, the MAGAs will say, well, it's a crime. Well, some of these people just get across the border just to come here and work. And if that's all they've done, why deport them like that in chains? Because it's all show for Donald Trump, show for his base to show. Look at these criminals we're sending back. Well, there's a big difference between somebody that just crossed the border and you catch picking vegetables in the field and you're deporting him, and some guy that's actually committed a crime this country and you're sending him back. And even in that case, you still should be treating people like human beings. I mean, Donald Trump is a felon. They didn't drag him into court in chains after his conviction.
Well, you know, I know about the planes, though. The commercial flights are, you know, very inexpensive, typically $400 or $500 or something like that. And all I have to do is use that instead of the cargo planes for $800,000. Mm-hmm. So if they're trying to save money with Doge, they should start there. You know, this whole thing, my son has more of a conspiracy thing going on this whole thing because Trump got rid of a lot of the judges on the border who decided, you know, whether these people could stay, whether they're seeking asylum, whether they can get into the country and be released. All, you know, the judges have been taken out. They stopped that. That's one of the many things that Trump has stopped in this country. And what his theory is that they want to just keep these people in these camps and prisons and never let them out. Not even send them back home. That's his thought. I mean, that is a scary thought.
It is.
Don't know why he has those thoughts. Maybe I should have, given him a happy childhood book of some sort. You know, maybe give him some dreams and hopes instead of the AI-driven dystopian novels that I always gave him.
Well, too late now on that.
Yeah. Yes.
Trump is trying to deport, like, they have a goal of 1,000 a day.
Yeah.
1,000 a day. Yeah. So that's a lot of flights.
That's a lot of flights.
And a lot of money and a lot of effort going to round people up and make a big show of it, bring the cameras, you know.
When you think of it, though, it's not that many. I mean, what they want to do, what they've said they were going to do. It's going to take actually many more years than Trump is going to be president, I think. All right, let's get into only Trump could properly lead the country. Okay, this is crazy stuff. Scratch your head with this one. Keep in mind that Trump has gone full-blown dictator at this point, and that was the first thing he was going to do, and everybody kind of missed that on the list of did he accomplish his promise or not. Well, in this case, I think he did. He is a dictator at this point, really, you know, throwing his weight around the world, totally missed by the media. I don't know why. But anyway, Tennessee Representative Andy Ogles is the latest to step up, introducing an amendment to the Constitution, giving the 78-year-old geezer a try at a third term. Ogles claimed Trump must be given the time necessary to enact his legislation, saying Trump is the only figure in modern history who could properly lead the country. Oh, really? Well, his plan, modify the 22nd Amendment to allow a president to serve up to three 4-year terms, sycophants. Just love to kiss up to this dictator, don't they? It also excludes Obama. They managed to write that in, mandating no eligibility for a third term if a president was elected in 2 consecutive terms, which is the only way most of them are reelected. So, wow. This also puts in play what I've been saying, and now, you know, we have to start putting in a 4-year plan to run for president, okay? That's why this is really important. That we do something like that with rallies at least 3 times a week by the person running for president. I mean, you know, 3 people can do that. At least we have people out there messaging the Democratic Liberal Progressive plan, the pro-democracy candidates. Remember, Florida Representative Greg Stubbe's proposal last year was to rename the U.S. coastline after Trump. So when you get stuff like that, you want to remove these people from power, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear overnight Google is calling it the Gulf of America now?
Are they? Oh, no.
Yes, they have gone with that. Yeah, not kidding. That's not a joke.
That is an acquiescence.
Yes. Yes, they've bowed down.
Wow, they to the sure did. One. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Well, okay, now I'm depressed. There's a corner over here that I'm going to be in the fetal position in.
Okay. You've been there quite a lot lately.
I have.
Every day after the show, you just kind of curl up.
Well, I'm glad he vacuums that corner over there because made that my home.
Get your blankie and start sucking your thumb.
That's right. I might just join some of the homeless people on State Street. Okay. We can commiserate.
God. Okay.
Well...
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show, it's brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Maybe you can get a mattress out there. Too.
Yeah.
Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime comfort guarantee.
All right.
Be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy. In the morning, big story coming up next hour, we all have to adapt to the tariffs.
We do.
The increased prices and everything, we just have to adapt because Trump knows what he's doing, and we just have to put our trust in him.
Thank goodness there are no tariffs on the weather. Not yet,
Not
anyway.
Yet.
27 degrees currently, highs today in the mid-40s. It's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful
all
day.
All day long.
Yep. We were going to grill out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
We predicted warm temperatures, but it just didn't turn out well. So I think this time, if we can, we're going to get those brats out.
It's supposed to be kind of windy, though. So
yeah?
Yeah. That might put a damper on your plans.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
AOC is out there, and she's talking about Colombia and the tariff punishment that Trump wanted to levy on them. She said the punish Colombia, Trump is about to make every American pay even more for coffee.
Yeah. Oh,
she must
coffee.
Love it just like we do here on coffee. The show, right? Remember, we pay the tariffs, not Colombia, she said. Trump is all about making inflation worse for working class Americans, not better. He's lining the pockets of himself and the billionaire class, and that's what she said. But guess what? Biden deported by plane a similar number of immigrants. Did you, this is called showbiz.
Right.
We have videos being recorded of Trump deporting all these individuals, going out and capturing mm-hmm. them mm-hmm. in public. But it's just, it's a media thing.
It is.
So let's listen to Cut 148 and get the scoop.
on Thursday.
So deportation flights, nothing new. I mean, we've just heard about a whole series of them. So why is it suddenly an issue now?
Well, there are two things that make it different. And to give a little bit of context, I want to look back at some of the numbers under the Biden administration. Just for Colombia, for example, there were 124 deportation flights from the U.S. To Colombia back in 2024. As a whole, deportation flights from the U.S. to about 150 countries around the world, 640 between June and October 2024 alone. So as you said, absolutely nothing new. What is new is A, the use of military planes, and B, the way that the Trump administration is making a show of it, posting yes. pictures of people in shackles. And so I think the mix of these two, and we saw some of the leaders in South America saying that they didn't want to see military planes and accepting the charter flights, not accepting the military flights. So that maybe has something to do with it. But of course, the Trump administration is trying to make a show of their crackdown on immigration. And the press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, said today's events, talking about yesterday, make clear to the world that America is respected again. So it is about making a statement. So far, the numbers are in line with what has happened in the past under Democratic and Republican presidents. But it was something that the Trump administration wanted to really crack down on, immigration. They know it works with the American public, and they've made it a show, and they've even have this slogan, promises made, promises kept. And this is how they're showing that they're keeping their promises.
It's called marketing. That's what it's called.
Yeah. And they're going into churches and schools, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think that's the worst part. And we talked about that yesterday where they went into elementary schools.
Yeah.
Elementary schools, take the kids out, capture the kids, make the parents, I guess, try to pick them up. Yeah. I don't know. There's something terribly ugly about the idea of that. Right?
Yeah.
Well, here's something terribly ugly. The Tuskegee Airmen, groundbreaking black pilots known for their service during World War II, and the Women Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, the female World War II pilots, have been removed from the U.S. Air Force curriculum.
What?
That's another big move by Trump.
Not in the history books anymore. Huh?
Not on the curriculum. Mm. The U.S. officials confirmed on Saturday to CBS News this information. It has to do with diversity. See, this is the excuse, right? To get rid of DEI, affirmative action, anything that may even have a whiff of diversity, it's gone. And that's why they've taken away the Tuskegee Airmen and the Women's Air Force Service Pilots part of their curriculum for, believe it or not, the U.S. Air Force. Why would they even need to know that? Immediate steps were taken to remove curriculum that is now under review to ensure compliance with the executive orders issued by the president. Historical videos were interwoven into the U.S. Air Force and Space Force curriculum that are no longer there.
Space Force. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the Tuskegee Airmen, they were heroes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and the WASPs were too.
Yes.
So that's outrageous. I know. Yeah. I know. I know. Final word on Hegseth on the show. Mm. This is why these DEI conversions are funny to me. The black guy, this is an observation by somebody, another wisdom on the web. The black guy had to be a brigadier commander, division commander, corps commander, multinational corps commander, United States Forces commander, Vice Chief of Staff of Army, United States Central Commander, get awarded the Silver Star, and be a four-star general to even be considered for the Secretary of Defense. Okay? Meanwhile, the other guy was drunk all the time, tried to get up on stage in a strip bar, and was just a guy in the Army.
He got the gig.
He's a white guy, you know, and the other guy was black, so. Yeah.
And there he is.
That is it.
Yeah, he's in charge of the Pentagon. All right, it is 6:58. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, attorney Jim Santel will join us. Going to talk about birthright citizenship and a whole lot more. Right around the corner.
John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.